Winter's long nights leave us short of natural illumination, which is why commentator Bill Harley appreciates a seasonal tradition.
Anyone worried about the health of the folk arts in America only has to accompany my family on our annual Christmas Lights Tour, an excursion both horrible and wonderful. One evening, we drive around our area looking for the most outrageous domestic display of lights. We're never disappointed. While every year brings new varieties of things to plug in, the true art of holiday lighting isn't in any individual component. It's in the assemblage. Things never meant to be close to each other take on new meaning when they're plugged into the same socket. One neighbor, proud of his Portuguese heritage, runs red and green lights up and down the flagpole that flies the banner of his family's native land. Another neighbor, the one who won the state lottery, lights the perimeter of his entire yard, while Santa and Rudolph are halfway towards his roof and illuminated candy canes light the way to his front door. And we always drive by the house that, inexplicably, has mannequins of women dressed in off-the-shoulder gowns standing barefooted in the front yard, lit with green floodlights. My favorite, though, for years, has been the small house close by the interstate, absolutely ablaze with every kind of ornament available. There is the illuminated creche, and next to it, looking in at the Christ child, is Frosty the Snowman, and a herd of Dickensian carolers, and the Virgin Mary standing in her bathtub altar with four or five Santas in attendance, while the house is outlined under the eaves, across the roof line, up and down the balustrades with thousands of colored blinking lights. That house, more than any other, gets at the syncretism that all this abundance suggests. It's like a rainforest of thousands of species blooming and spawning, or the Munster cheese left untended for months in the refrigerator, now the host of four or five different molds. These installments are individual expressions of something. It's folk art, for sure, unschooled and undisciplined, with not many rules. But what does it all mean? Could we agree on what it means? Probably not. But look, here's what I think as we drive around. All those lights, all those people endangering their lives on ladders on a Saturday afternoon, all the increased consumption of fossil and nuclear fuel means this, at least. It's dark. It's cold. We need some light. We need some warmth. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. But turn on this light, and it will help you feel a little better. It's what humans do.
Bill Harley is a singer-storyteller from Seekonk, Massachusetts. His newest recording for children is called The Town Around the Bend, Bedtime Stories and Songs.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan and edited by Quinn O'Toole. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Buckley, Jonathan Baer, Carol Klinger, Franklin Cater, and Rhonda Ray.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
The managing editors for NPR News are Barbara Rehm and Bill Marimo. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.